I'm Al John Goh, podcaster and producer of the Disney List, Skull Rock Podcast, and Dining at Disney. When you're creating content, podcast, webcasting, live streaming, or wanting to step up your video conference calls, you need quality gear and accessories. That's why I use Gator Frameworks in my studio. From professional broadcast boom arms and microphone stands, studio monitor speaker stands, ring light kits, headphone holders, elite furniture studio desks, and acoustic wall treatments, Gator Frameworks has you covered. Gator is the leading brand of cases, stands, and support system solutions for music, pro AV, creative pro, IT, and general utility industries. They have over 1,000 different solutions made from vacuum-formed plastics, rational molded plastics, wood, sewn, and EVA materials. Leveraging their expertise in case design and manufacturing, Gator has a complete OEM division that works with leading companies around the world to engineer and create custom cases for original equipment manufacturers. For more information, visit GatorFrameworks.com. Product provided in exchange for promotional consideration. Welcome back to yet another edition of the Disney List with Kristen and Al John. Thanks for hanging out with us. Right now, Kristen has got for you some really cool Disney travel deals. Before we get this show underway, Kristen.
So right now, you can save up to 35% on select sailings on the Disney Cruise Line. Some of these cruises, I'm going to go ahead and mention, they have for 35% off sailings out of Miami. There's also 30% off for sailings out of Dover or Copenhagen, 25% off of sailings out of Port Canaveral. So for those of you in the Orlando area, that one you'll definitely want to take advantage of. Also for 25% off Vancouver and Barcelona. So Wow. Some great cruises all around the world. So yes, if you are ready to set sail, let me know.
Okay, great. And how can people get their free quote and have you book their next trip to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, any cruise line, Adventures by Disney? Where can they email you?
You can email me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Save some money today.
The following is a production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
An imagination, huh?
Are you guys ready?
Are you ready?
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Disney List. The Disney List. Disney fans Kristen Hetzel and Al John Goh bring you top 10 lists from the Disney parks, films, Star Wars, Marvel, news, travel tips, and more. Now prepare yourself for the Disney List.
What an awesome list we have for you this week. I can't wait. My name's Al John Goh. I am one of your co-hosts of the show, bringing you lists from the Disney multiverse, Disney parks. We've got the cruise line. We've got Disneyland, Walt Disney World, theme parks, Marvel, Star Wars, and everything in between.
Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm. I'm Al John Goh, lifelong Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars fan, pop culturist, and podcaster, joined by
Kristen Hetzel Goh. I am a travel expert as well as a Disney foodie. I am one of the co-hosts of Dining at Disney podcast.
Very nice. And once again, thank you for joining us on the Disney List. We encourage everybody to check us out here on your favorite podcast platform. And, I'm happy to say that we have awesome listeners. We have over 10,000 followers on Twitter. Yay. That's great. We need some of you guys to like our Facebook and to leave us those 5-star reviews on wherever you get your podcast. We do appreciate that. Follow us on all social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, the gram, if you will. And also book your trip with Kristen. As we said, she's got a bunch of travel deals for Disney fans. You're planning to go to the park, go ahead and do that at themeparkcruises@gmail.com. And Kristen, what is our big, big topic we're going to be talking about today?
Our big topic is the Eat to the Beat concert series lineup for the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival this summer and fall.
That's crazy.
I know. It starts in July this year, guys.
Man, that's a lot of bands. So we're going to be counting down the 22 bands. We're going to give you little tidbits of everything, information, if you will. some little clips of your favorite songs from some of these artists so you can get familiar with it. And if you're local, help you plan. And if you're not local, maybe you'll be able to plan your trip around one of these bands and performers so you can check out the Eat to the Beat concert series. Always a fan favorite, always a crowd favorite, and definitely a favorite of ours. Before we get into our juicy details of all these bands, 22 in total as of right now, and there are probably going to be more to be added later, we do have for you some awesome, awesome Disney headline news. Well, it's been a big week for Disney. In fact, so much so, not only do we have information coming forward about the International Food and Wine Festival at Epcot and the Eat to the Beat concert series, but early theme park entry has been extended at Walt Disney World. Planning on sticking around for a little while longer anyway. Recently announced that Walt Disney World hotel guests will remain in place throughout all of 2023. That's pretty good. Theme park early entry allows Walt Disney World hotel guests to enter the theme park on any day 30 minutes before the general public. However, all guests must still have valid park tickets and park reservations. Of course you do. I mean, how would you even get into the park?
I wish they had extra magic hours in the evening.
Yeah, well, I think they're still trying to crawl back. They're still trying to crawl back and get more staff.
That was one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah, it's 100%. How about some big changes coming to Disney Plus, Kristen?
Oh, yes. You can no longer purchase Disney's Genie Plus in advance as part of your trip package. Mm. Now it will only be available for purchase on the day of each visit. So starting at midnight, you will be able to add that on, but not before. I don't know. I prefer to have things that I can add all up front on my package and not have to worry about the expense once I get.
You should be able to just do what they do at Universal and just have their Lightning Lane, you know, just buy Lightning Lane and just get on with it, you know. Anyway, there you go. There are actually also two more big reopenings happening going on. The Harmony Barbershop in Magic Kingdom will open its doors again. Mark your calendars for July 31st this year. Limited number of reservations will be available starting June 28th, and walk-ins will also be accepted based on availability. So, Kristen, I've had my hair cut at the barbershop before.
Yes, you have.
It's pretty cool, but luckily for me, it was toward the end of their hours, so you got to get in there while you can and get it done. I can honestly say that getting my hair cut at the barbershop as a fully grown adult male is a lot of fun. And also, but not to be outdone, Kristen,
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique will reopen later this year.
Yeah.
At both Disneyland and Disney World. So
I like it. Also, we also had the huge trailer for the She-Hulk series coming to Disney Plus. She-Hulk Attorney at Law, starring Tatiana Maslany. And what did you think about this trailer, Kristen? What did you think? Is it pretty cool?
I'm not sure what I think about this. I'm not a big Hulk fan, so we'll have to see.
Trial by fire. Who's going to protect the world if not people like you?
I'm Jennifer Walters. I'm a lawyer. I have great friends.
Can we get some shots, please? It's an emergency.
A demanding job.
We just started a superhuman law division, and I want you to be the face of it.
And a frustrating family.
Because we didn't ask for this, but you still got to deal with it.
Your transformations are triggered by anger and fear.
Those are like the baseline of any woman just existing.
Oh. Bruce, kind of feels like if I don't transform, I'm gonna die.
Yes, yes, yes. No, no.
I just want to be a normal, anonymous lawyer.
Can you tell us where She-Hulk is?
Jen, you're a story now.
Girl, your ass looks crazy right now. You could be an Avenger.
Oh, I'm not a superhero. That is for billionaires and narcissists and adult orphans for some reason.
Is there anything more depressing than dating in your 30s?
Yeah, this is the best date I've had in a while.
Oh.
Should we split some fries?
Let's get those to go.
Good times. Good times on Disney Plus. And so, yeah, that looks interesting. We're going to have Bruce Banner show up in a show instead of a movie this time. And I'm sure it's going to, be a lot of fun being, it looks like it's going to be a comedy, which is going to be fun. Anyway, She-Hulk Attorney at Law coming to Disney Plus later this summer. I don't know. I've always liked She-Hulk and I like the Hulk anyway. So, anyway, that's all the news that's fit to read at this point in time. If you have any stories you'd like us to follow up on or just any questions in general, feel free to hit us up on our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or you can also send us an email as well, or just leave us those reviews. Email at thedisneylist@gmail.com. I was going to say it's a top 10, but it's not. It's actually more of like a top 22, right?
Yes.
Is it not? I mean, it's a huge list.
Yes.
Eat to the Beat concert series is one of our favorite things to do for food and wine. And before we get into it, did you want to talk about Epcot's International Food and Wine presented by Corksicle and the new marketplaces? Because this is one of our favorite events of all time there at Walt Disney World.
Yes, it is. And they have so far put out a list of what marketplaces will be part of the festival this year. So I'm going to go through those then. Okay, presented by Corksicle.
I love Corksicle.
My favorite Corksicle.
I love Corksicle. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Get into the juicy details.
So you have the Alps.
Ooh, that's new.
Australia. Appleseed Orchard is back. Belgium. Brazil. Brew Wing at the Odyssey. That's going to open on August 15th. Canada. Coastal Eats, also opening on August 15th. China. Earth Eats, hosted by Impossible. Flavors of Fire. That's one of my favorites. France. New this year, the Fry Basket. Germany. Greece. Hawaii will be opening August 15th. Hops and Barley. India, Ireland, Italy, Japan, Kenya, opening on August 15th is going to be Mac and Eats. Mexico, the Noodle Exchange, opening on August 15th.
Sounds interesting.
Shimmering Sips, hosted by Corksicle.
Mm-hmm.
Spain, the Swanky Sauce Swine, and Tangerine Cafe, Flavors of the Medina.
Mm.
So I am excited for these. I can't wait to see what the Corksicle for food and wine is going to look like, because I'm pretty sure that is going to be on my must-buy list.
Probably so. It does say in the description, get the brunch party started. Yo, sample sweet treats and sip on sparkling mimosas. Who's on Team Mimosa, Kristen? Are you? Are you on Team Mimosa? You
don't mimosas are okay, but that's not my favorite.
No? What is your thing? Would you want to get some, I don't know, what is your breakfast drink? I guess it would be...
I don't really have a breakfast drink.
Bloody Marys? No?
I'll drink Bloody Marys or I'll drink mimosas, but I'm not really a big... Like, I want a coffee.
Oh, you're
coffee
okay.
Drink coffee with liqueur. Drink. Like, okay. You know.
Yeah, I tell people...
Irish coffee or something like that.
I tell people all the time, you're talking about the Tennessee Titans games. And I was thinking to myself, you know, the best thing about the Tennessee Titans games is the Bloody Mary bar.
Yes.
Because it's awesome. And then they're asking me, but you don't like the Titans? And I said, the best thing about the Titans is the Bloody Mary bar at Titan Stadium. I'll leave it at that. So anyway, so there, that's good. And a bunch of great new marketplaces. Looking forward to checking that out. I know you're going to be breaking that down this week on the Dining at Disney podcast, which every one of our listeners should be subscribed to. So please check that out. But now we have some great bands. So the question to you is Eat to the Beat just one of the funnest things too? I mean, this is what makes Food and Wine Festival awesome, is that you have the great food, all the new marketplaces, all the great food,
great, but
the
shopping.
Music, and of course the shopping and the swag, all the new things that they have to offer. But isn't the Eat to the Beat concert series just a nice kind of cherry on top? It just makes the whole entire event awesome. Not even more awesome. Not that it wasn't before, but
yeah,
it's been going on for a long time.
Yeah. Especially when you get the really cool bands in.
Who are some of your favorite bands that we've ever seen? Because we used to go to the Eat to the Beat all like every year, multiple times a year.
I would say Sugar Ray, mm-hmm. Gin Blossoms, Howard Jones. Who else have we seen?
I like those bands. Those are great. I loved Howard Jones, of course, Sugar Ray. But I really enjoyed Exposé when we saw them.
Yes.
That was fun.
Wilson Phillips
was a lot of fun too. Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of great bands performing there. Of course, our perennial band follows you wherever you go, except for this year.
I was going to say, they're not on the list.
There's no Starship. What's up with that?
I don't know.
A 38 Special is, so I'm not surprised there. 38 Special we've seen tons of times. Night Ranger was awesome too. Mm-hmm. And we love seeing Night Ranger when they come around the park. But we have 22 bands, a list of 22 bands, and in fact, song clips that we're able to play little tidbits of so you can kind of familiarize yourself, take note. Maybe there's a band you want to check out for sure. And a lot of these bands, there's a bunch of new bands being added to this bill.
There are a lot of gaps in the list. So, for example, it starts on July 14th, and they've got bands listed through the 18th, but then there's nothing the 19th through the 28th listed yet. So there's still a lot of bands to be filled in. So if one of your, you know, favorites, you're not hearing us list, there's still a chance that they could be added to the list because there is a lot of gap space.
I love the fact that they're using the one of my company's guitars that we built specifically for this advertisement, which is nice. You like that?
Without the headstock name on it.
Yeah, they blurred that out, but hey, it's still cool. You can use it, Disney. I'm giving you permission. okay. So I'm just really excited about all these. There's a lot of TBD, to be determined bands, but like I said, all you got to do is check out tasteepcot.com for more. Or, of course, listen to the show, and we will update that as we can. But let's start off first with one of the bands that I will go ahead and cue up and play for you. And would this be one of the one-hit wonder bands this list? Let's make sure we can get that here happening. Come on there. Load up, buddy. Load up. You're killing me. Here we go. Baja Men will be getting things kicked off here July 14th and 15th. Have you ever seen the Baja Men?
Yes, we saw them when they were in Nashville, like back when you worked at the radio station.
Okay, I don't even remember. Was it one of my concert series?
Yep, one of the riverfront things.
Oh, yes. You see, I don't even remember half the concerts I've been to. When was that? Was that mid-2000s, right?
Man. It was early 2000s.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's crazy. They've been around for a minute. They formed in New Providence, Bahamas in 1977. 1977, are you serious?
Wow. I just hope they haven't been playing that song since then.
Well, now, unlikely, but a little something here. And so there's Baja Men. Moving on till July 16th and 18th is this band. And this band has been a featured artist of the Eat to the Beat concert series for many years now. Known for their swing. Big Band Swing. You know who this is?
Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. This is their version of I Want to Be Like You, which is very nice. And I kind of like this kind of the Latino merengue music, which is nice. Big Band. Listen to it a little bit. Jungle VIP. Will I reach the top?
to stop, and that's bothering me.
They're a great band. Can you imagine being there and all the swing dancers come out and they dance all over the place?
You know, I miss back in the 90s when they had the bars that had all those styled like bands playing, and you had like the cocktails from that time. And
oh yeah, well, we used to have one in Nashville. You know, we used to have the where did we play? Havana Lounge.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't remember what it was called. Okay.
It was good. They're from Ventura, California, y'all. Very fun, good band, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. Who's coming up next, Crystal?
Coming up July 29th through the 30th is Taylor Dayne.
Now, Taylor was recently featured on The Masked Singer, and that was fun. Here's a little, you like Taylor Dayne? She's got a lot of hit songs, believe it or not. And she was the queen back in 1987. She had 6 tops, 10 singles, which is pretty amazing. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
She's your height, Kristen, just so you know. She's 5'2".
Oh, wow. I didn't realize she was
and
that
she's
short.
60. She's 60 years old. She's 60 years old now. Isn't that crazy?
Well, we're a little older than we were back in that year, too.
No kidding. I think I started learning how to play guitar around that time, 1980. I started playing guitar in 1988, so here's a chorus.
It's like as we age, people somehow forget that artists and entertainers and everything, they age too.
Yes, it's true. This is true. All right. So who's up next?
July 31st through August 1st. Is Tiffany.
You have a story to tell about Tiffany.
No, you have the story to tell about Tiffany.
We all were there.
I know, you tell the story.
Okay, here's one of her hit songs. Could have been from her debut album. There you go. Tiffany, we all had dinner together one night with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And she's fun. I mean, she was really nice.
I think I still have her phone number in my phone.
You probably do. She texted you the picture of us eating dinner together, did she not? Or was that from Jeremy, our buddy Jeremy?
Oh, I don't remember. I think she may have sent that to me.
She's still playing out. She's touring all the time. And she has a cooking TV show, which is cool, you know? But there she is.
Does she still have her store in Nashville?
I think so. I think she does. Oops, there you go. There's our Amazon going off. No, I think she is. And Tiffany lives here in Music City, which is pretty cool. But she found a lot of success, of course, doing the mall tours back when she debuted back in 19... What was that album of hers that came out? 1987? Wow, 1987. Isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm.
It's been a few years.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah. Tiffany was fun. So anyway, I also know her guitar player who did that record. It's pretty cool. So next date, who do we have next?
August 5th through the 8th is Joey Fatone and Friends. So I'm curious to who these friends are, especially since he did the Christmas special this year. I would think we would see Chris Kirkpatrick.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But I don't know who else might be on the friends list.
It's interesting to see Joey and Chris and Lance Bass basically do all the NSYNC songs themselves.
You have to wonder, though, how many times growing up people mispronounced his last name.
And call him Joey Fat One?
Yep.
Also I'm from The sure Masked Singer, like, Joey.
I'm sure he got made fun of a lot as a kid with that last name.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, he's got that Italian background, and Joey's a lot of fun. So
I'm not a fan of NSYNC, but I am a fan of Joey Fatone.
You're not a fan of NSYNC?
No. But I do like him. He just always seems like he's a very nice, down-to-earth kind of person. You know, he had that cooking show for a while, and he was at the D23 Expo, and I saw his cooking demonstration there. He just seemed like a really nice, cool, laid-back kind of guy.
Yes, he does. I don't know. Maybe he'll go ahead and bring half of NSYNC or the, you know, two-fifths of NSYNC to the show. It should be a lot of fun. But I'm looking forward to that. And I swear, he has so much fun when he's playing. Have you ever seen footage of him doing Joey Fatone and Friends there at Eat to the Beat before or
no.
Disney? Because they just go ahead and do the NSYNC songs. Just hilarious.
Why not? It's not like you need Justin Timberlake.
You know, what's funny is that they were, weren't they doing, they're recently on tour, I think, with Backstreet Boy. Was it? I don't know. It must have been.
No, but can you imagine that for a concert? Bet that would be.
That'd be insanity. Insanity. All right. So next is the Devin Allman Project, who's going to be gracing the Eat to the Beat concert stage. August 12th and 13th in Devin. Listen to that. Great blues guitar player. I met Devin Allman a few years ago, and Devin Allman is just a really nice guy, talented guitar player. And he is the son of musician Greg Allman, and just awesome. Here's his little cover of I'll Be Around that's in the background. And I'm sure he's going to be playing some song from the Allman Brothers, some songs from Allman Brothers. Really nice blues soul voice. There you go. Nice. You can help yourself. Like, you hear this song at like every wedding known to man. But he is the son of Greg Allman and the ex-stepson of Cher. There you have it. Very cool. Anyway, now why don't you talk to us about this next artist here?
Now, my sister would be excited to see this person perform.
I'm so excited. We've seen him perform before.
August 14th through the 15th is Christopher Cross.
Why is your sister? Is your sister like in love with this song or Christopher Cross?
Lori likes Christopher Cross music. I don't know.
It's weird. You know, my mom used to listen. My parents used to listen to Christopher Cross all the time. And maybe your sister just is really into Christopher Cross because of your mom.
I'm sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We've seen Christopher Cross before. He puts on an amazing show. He's a great guitar player. Very underrated, I think, here. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Yacht Rock. Want to tell people a little bit about Christopher Cross?
I can't read that.
Oh, you can't? All right.
So you can tell.
He was from San Antonio, Texas. He's won 5 Grammy Awards for his debut album, which produced the song Sailing in 1980. The Arthur's theme, The Best You Can Do, from the film Arthur in 1981. He also earned 3 Grammys in 1981 for Sailing, Arthur's theme. So, I mean, that's legit. You know, one of my favorite songs is Ride Like the Wind, which is awesome. But he is an amazing Texas guitar player and blues guitar player. But here's the big chorus, everybody. You ready for it? Here we go. Sailing takes me away to where I'm going. He says it so softly. Heard it could be. I never knew that he said heard it could be. I just heard it.
did not know that either.
Christopher Cross is the reason why Yacht Rock is named Yacht Rock. Did you know that? For this song, Sailing, Yacht Rock.
Gotcha. Okay.
Did you get that?
Didn't know there was such a thing, but
you
okay.
Didn't.
Nope.
All right. Well, how about this next band or this next artist? Do you want to take it?
I'm going to let you say his name.
Okay, so Steve Augeri was the lead singer of Journey from 1998 to 2006. So he's great. He's a great guy, but he blew his voice out, unfortunately, when he was with Journey. And that's why they found Arnell to take his place. But he sounds like Steve Perry. And I've got a 2001 album, Arrival.
I mean, could you really get, not only do they have the same first name, but their last names rhyme.
And they look very similar. If you look at Steve, he just has a perm. It's like Steve Perry with a perm.
It's really crazy. What are the chances?
I know, right? It's crazy. It's crazy. But I'm sure he's going to sing a lot of Journey songs in his set, because they're billboarding him as Journey former lead vocalist Steve Augeri.
Yeah.
Would be hilarious if he did Oh Sherry by Steve Augeri, right? I mean, it just sounds so good. But he's very, very cool indeed. Anyway, very cool. Okay, the next band is another. It's so funny how you say they're one of your parents' favorite bands.
Yes. Right?
Is it your mom? Your dad, not so much. Your dad's more of a classic rocker. He's not into the yacht rock.
No, dad listens to he listens to the Air Supply.
And we listen to Air Supply all the time growing up. So
August 21st through the 22nd, Air Supply.
Okay. Another yacht rock style band, which is great. Air Supply is an Australian soft rock duo. Soft rock, my goodness me. They're known for their self-titled band in 1976 and 1985. There you go. Listen to that soft rock. That soft rock, if I've ever heard soft rock before.
It's so 1970s.
Absolutely. Now, they were put into the Australian Association of Recording Industry Hall of Fame back in December of 2013. So there you go. But Graham Russell and Russell Hitchcock. Oh, that's weird. They have the first and last name is the same. Graham Russell and Russell Hitchcock. I didn't know that.
I did not either.
But anyway. But they had so many. They had 8 top 10 hits in the States here in the early 80s. And I think they're making so much money now because their songs are being played on every dentist waiting room known to man.
No kidding.
Right? Carry on. Here we go. I had to pick this one, though. Actually, it's your choice. Anyway, here's a new band. I don't know anything about this band. This is brand new to me. Who are they and when are they playing?
September 2nd and the 3rd is going to be Southern Avenue.
Okay, so this is one of their more popular songs. This is Savior by Southern Avenue. And they have a kind of a throwback vibe. I think it sounds great. That's legit. Kind of got this retro alternative rock soul, alternative soul.
Sweet love, don't you pass me by.
Don't you like that?
She got a pretty voice.
Nobody's gonna love me like I. Give me your heart to ease my.
Sounds great.
I feel like I need to check this band out.
I think so. I like this. This is a song called Savior by Southern Avenue from their album Keep On. Yeah, I like it. It's got this nice kind of throwback vibe that I like with the reverb and the drums. Plus they have this some guitar, which is just really nice. So Southern Avenue, new band for me. I like it. How about these next cats?
These two were on American Idol.
Is it crazy?
And they both won.
Yes.
September 4th and the 5th, they will have Chris Allen and David Cook. So this song is Live Like We're Dying, and this was the Chris Allen hit.
This sounds so much like
Jason Mraz is what it makes me think
yeah,
of.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds... It just, it sounds so much like the music of that era when he won Idol.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was what, 2009 era?
Gosh, I can't keep up with that anymore.
No, too many.
I have no idea.
Too many. Born Jacksonville, Arkansas. Now, Conway, Arkansas is just right across the street, practically right across the bridge from Memphis. So,
gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, we used to have a factory out there in there. Gotcha. So, and so that was Chris's big song, but then we move into. Fellow American Idol winner, who we've seen before, perform, and this is David Cook. David Cook kind of was doing this whole hard rock band thing, kind of like doing the Daughtry thing.
This song very much made me think of Lifehouse.
Yeah.
And Jason Wade.
It reminds me, well, this is the song I was telling you that was basically, it reminds me of the Edwin McCain.
Yes.
Born December 20th, 1982, rock singer-songwriter David Cook. Here we go. Time of My Life. So there you go. Cool stuff. Also, he covered a bunch of Journey songs back in the day, but he was born in Houston, Texas. I was just there. How about that? Now, here's a band I believe I saw back when I was working at, you know, 102.9 The Buzz in Nashville.
Oh, yes.
And I told you many times, I really, really love this song. And the band is very energetic when they play live. And this power ballad is probably one of the best power ballads of that 2000 era.
And September 9th and 10th, Hoobastank.
Yeah,
terrible name.
Hoobastank, terrible name, new, awesome band.
They are new to Eat to the Beat.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get to the chorus so you can hear exactly what they're all about. But what a great song. I mean, they've got Crawling in the Dark. Here we go. Big chorus. What a great song. Did you know the band has a variety of explanations about the band's name?
Okay.
It's unclear where it was originated, but claims have included it's a mispronunciation of a German street slang for someone who owns many, many sneakers.
Okay.
Hoobastank. That is so bizarre. Maybe it's just, so... I don't know. I just don't know. That's very bizarre and probably not true. 100%
it totally sounds like somebody said something and, you know, it's like one of those times you're like, what did you say? And you go, oh, no, it sounded like you said this. And it's something that makes no sense.
No.
That's how it feels like to me. Like somebody said something yes. and they thought this is what they heard. And they're like, hey, let's go with that name.
Let's just go with it. Let's just roll with it. I mean, it's different. Like, listen to this band. Check this out. It sounds like the very beginning of, like, Jet, doesn't it? Then the whistling comes in.
September 16th and 17th, Los Amigos Invisibles.
Man, I love it.
Also new.
It's cool. It's a blend of disco, jazz, and funk mixed with Latin rhythms. Huh. They've been lauded internationally for their explosive live shows spanning next to 60 countries. They're considered the Venezuelan band with the greatest international recognition. And they've been around since 1991, Kristen.
Wow. You know? No.
That's cool. A little international flavor. I'd watch these guys.
This is another band I've never heard of.
Yeah. Los Amigos Invisibles. September 16th and 17th. I like that. I do like the vibe, but the vibe is cool. Kind of retro. You
know? I don't know. Yeah.
Listen to that chorus. Oh, it's cool. I like it. It's pretty, pretty neat. You know this band. This band is kind of one of the, one of those early 2000 bands. I need some.
What are we going to do with you?
Go for it. Talk about
okay.
it.
Okay. September 23rd and 24th is B.B. Mac. Since you ran away, nothing's been the same. Don't know what I'm living for. If I am, this song is Back Here.
Back Here, baby. I played this song so many times when I was on 102.5 The Party.
Oh, gosh.
102.5 The Party, bed checks happen at 7 p.m. with Johnny Go. AJ.
Yeah.
I was AJ. I forgot what my radio name was on the top 40 station.
Yep, it was AJ.
AJ. It was AJ After Dark. The name AJ was just so top 40 versus Al John, which was so alternative. Those are the names I was given. Actually, I chose that one. English R&B group consisting of Mark Berry, Christian Burns, and Stephen McNally, formed in Liverpool in 1996. Did you know that?
No.
How about that?
Interesting.
Back Here became a top 20 hit, charting at number 38. The group dissolved in 2003 to pursue solo careers, and they reunited in 2018 after a 15-year absence, and they recorded a third album called Power Station in 2019, right before the pandemic. Wow. Good for them, man. Good for them. Liverpool, England. I never knew that.
I never would have guessed that.
No, absolutely not. Anyway.
So the next band will be performing September 30th and October 1st. They too are new to the Eat to the Beat concert series, and it's Stokely.
I've never heard of this band ever. Have you?
No, this is the third one on the list that I'm like, I don't know anything about you.
All right, let's listen. It's a very, very new age sounding.
Yeah.
So, we play the right one? I hope so.
Nope. That Stokely is spelled different.
Oh.
Oops.
Oops. I was like playing like new age music.
Well.
Is this it?
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. Including the number one Billboard hit She featuring Snoop Dogg. So this is an R&B guy.
Oh, cool.
So I don't know. Let's check out some of his music here, shall we? We'll just try it. Shall we?
Okay.
All right. I don't know what we're going to get. We're going to get something. So Stevie Wonder says this about Stokely. I love the voice, the talent, the consistency. When you hear real musicians who can really play, it's unforgettable. You'll never forget it. That's from Stevie Wonder. That's pretty awesome.
Oh, ooh, it sounds kind of like 90s. Like, I just forgot the name of the artist. Made me think of.
That's Vibrant, which is featuring Snoop Dogg. That's Stokely. So some R&B
like
vibes
Tony,
here.
Tony, Tony, Tony.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. Well, look, I mean, these quotes are from Stevie Wonder, Rodney Jergens, which is awesome. You've got Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, awesome producers in there as well. So he's got the cred. So new to me, and that's awesome. So it looks like, and he's got an awesome funk band behind him. So
very cool.
Yeah, I'll definitely check that out. Very cool. Speaking of funk, how about this lady here, probably known as the queen to, well, not that queen, but.
October 2nd and 3rd.
Yeah.
Sheila E.
I love Sheila E. She's awesome. You talk about someone that could hang with the purple one, Prince. This is one of the most funky tunes. Look at that. Born in Oakland, California, Sheila E. is the daughter of Juanita Gadre, a factory worker and percussionist Pete Escovedo, with whom she frequently performs. Her mother is of Creole French African descent, and her father is Mexican American. And of course, Sheila E. performed with Prince in the Revolution. Prince, so many different eras of Prince.
That's an interesting mixture.
It's awesome. Sheila's great. She was born Sheila Cecilia Escovedo. And of course, she's had a lot of hit songs. Love Bazaar is one of her songs, along with this one, The Glamorous Life. She's pretty cool. And she loves to play that percussion. She's probably one of the most sought-after percussionists out there. Wow. You know, playing the timbales and the cowbells. Here we go. Look at that. That's awesome. Sheila E's awesome. So it looks like here we've got an artist that is familiar to many people who follow country music, but not necessarily me or Kristen. And that's why we're calling his Wikipedia page up here.
I don't know his songs, but I have heard of him.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, yes. October 7th and 8th, Mark Wills.
There you go. Mark Wills is a country music artist. And during 1996 to 2003, he was signed to Mercury Records. There he is. This is a song, I Do.
Everything in this world, all that I'll ever need is in your eyes.
You heard this song before?
No, I have not.
It's a big wedding song. But yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it sounds like it would be a wedding song.
Absolutely. He ended up getting platinum certification for the title track, Wish You Were Here. He had a song called 19 Something that was number one. Here we go.
Cherish you.
Oh, I have heard this.
You've heard this.
Yeah.
I have too. For the rest of my life, you don't have to think twice. And I will.
I'm looking at his. I'm looking at his picture and I'm like, oh yeah, I know who this guy is. He was born in Blue Ridge, Georgia. He's a Georgia guy. There you have it.
If you're asking, do I love you this much?
Yeah, people know that.
I do.
It's so funny how, you know, country music songs always have their hook and it's the last line of their chorus. They'll say it a couple times there at the end of every phrase of the chorus, but then they'll say, like, the big money is right there at the very end. Isn't it funny? You gotta love studying songwriting. Anyway, here's another band we've seen multiple times.
So following Mark Wills, October 9th and 10th will be 38 Special.
Yeah, so 38 Special, and this is probably one of my favorite ballads from them. This is Second Chance.
I didn't realize that he sang this.
Oh, man. They have so many great songs.
I do like this song.
I love this song. I really love this song. Since you've been gone. There you go. But they're best known for their hit singles in the 80s, Hold On Loosely, Caught Up In You, Teacher Teacher, Like No Other Night, and of course this song, Second Chance.
So I always thought it was Hang On Lucy as a kid.
That's another song. They're from Jacksonville, Florida. Of course, Southern Rock band. Check it out. Here's the chorus.
When love makes a sound, and heart beats a second chance. That must be down there. Can't you see I love you?
So Donnie Van Zant of this band is the younger brother of Lynyrd Skynyrd founder Ronnie Van Zant. He formed the band, so we always knew that they did that that stuff, which is really cool. Anyway, big fan of 38 Special. We've seen him several times there at Eat to the Beat, so very neat indeed. I think this next artist is one that you also appreciate, right?
Yes. And I did get to pick the song for this one.
You did. It's a favorite. It's a guilty pleasure almost.
I just remember loving this video as a kid. October 23rd and 24th, Billy Ocean. And this is Get Out of My Dreams, Get Out of My Car.
Get into my car. Get out of my dreams, get out of my car. You're trash. What are you doing to my dreams?
I can just imagine our little girl Boo going, get out of my dreams. I could totally see her doing just like when she does patty cake.
You tell everybody about the patty cake thing with our daughter.
No,
oh my gosh.
It's the way she says, make me a cake. It's like so demanding.
Make me a cake. Get out of my car. Oh my Lord. I'm dying. Hold on.
I feel like we need to have her listen to this.
I gotta mute the mic. Hold on. Hear Billy sing. I was dying. I'm dying on this show, y'all.
I'm telling you, we need to get you to an allergist.
I'm dying. Leslie Sebastian Charles is his real name. Yes. He was born in Trinidad or he's of Trinidad and Tobago, born British recording artist. There you go. Been around a long time. 72 years old now. 72.
He looks crazy now, though.
he's got the white dreads and everything. He's cool though. I like him a lot. I like him a lot.
Never realized that name was made up. Wow. It's not like, I want to know how he came up with Billy Ocean from Leslie Sebastian Charles. Crazy.
Who knows? But regardless, yes, Billy Ocean is a much cooler name. Nothing wrong with your original name, mind you, Leslie Sebastian Charles. Still a pretty cool name for his original name, but Billy Ocean, man, that's cool. So how about these people?
I totally thought when they came out that they were girls.
Okay, so
Hanson, even looking at like a picture of them, I thought it was three girls.
You're jumping ahead.
Sorry. yes, October 28th and 31st. Jeez. Hanson.
Talk about giving away the punchline. Oh, yeah. Okay, so Hanson, funny story about Hanson. Since we're doing a music show, I thought I would mention the fact that I'd been a DJ on Nashville radio. I did classic rock, did top 40, and alternative rock for the most part. And I was in the music, I was the assistant music director there at our radio station. And so we would get and file and listen to a bunch of these recordings and this music. And Hanson was in one of our alternative rock samplers. And I was thinking, oh, well, this sounds like an all-girl group, alternative rock. Because, you know, back in the day, alternative rock was getting super poppy during that time.
Yeah.
You know, Blues Traveler and who else? You know, Coors and like a bunch of other bands, you know, were super, super Dave Matthews Band. It was just like, oh, this is another one of those pop alternative bands.
I was not a Hanson fan. However, I did think it was really cool that they played their own instruments.
It's still great. Still great to do that. Absolutely. And here's a band that we've also seen before. They've been Eat to the Beat concert series. And who are these guys?
This would be November 4th through the 7th. Boys to Men.
Yes.
I don't know why I said it that way.
Because you sounded like you were introducing them. On the Eat to the Beat stage, Boys to Men. Is this one of your favorites?
Yeah, this is probably the best song. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
I thought we'd get to see forever, but forever is gone away.
Oh, yeah, sing it.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
This four-piece used to perform a lot. but now they're a three-piece. They've performed at Disney many times. They're almost there every year. They love doing performing at Disney. They're from Philadelphia, of course, where their initial song, their initial success, Motown Philly, of course.
I love that song.
Being a shot, it's great.
We should have played that song.
We should have. I asked you.
I know. I don't know why I didn't think of that. We should have played that.
Motown Philly, of course, this song. So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday. They've got End of the Road. I'll Make Love to You. One Sweet Day featuring Mariah Carey. On Bended Knee. I mean, they had so, so many hit songs. But anyway.
Oh, wait. Oh gosh.
I thought it's going to play. It's going to say play Motown Philly. Thank you. Thank you for that. You gotta love it. Funny thing about this particular song is that I played this on a Carnival cruise ship talent show when my band was doing, our marching band in high school was doing Magic Music Day parades. Oh. So we did a land and sea cruise. So we ended up, I think my junior year, performing this at a talent show. So I played piano and we all ended up singing this on the cruise ship and we got a little award for it.
Nice.
Pretty nice. Pretty nice. Of course, I did the bass part.
Well, I will say, for those who are interested in doing the Eat to the Beat dining package, those will be available again. And that's actually going to be starting Tuesday, May 24th. You will be able to make reservations for that. And that package is going to be available Fridays through Mondays.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice. One last thing. I ended up hanging out with Boys to Men at CES several years back, and they all learned how to play guitar. So they ended up buying a bunch of cool guitars and basses for their studio. I know. They're really, really nice guys, Boys to Men. Hey, I hope you enjoyed our big Eat to the Beat concert series special, if you will, talking about the bands and performers that are happening this year for this huge summer and fall time food wine festival. In the meantime, once again, don't forget to check out our show. Subscribe to us on every podcast platform. Listen to us on Sorcerer Radio at EzraSounds.com. Leave us a tip in the tip jar, if you will. And support us using all the show link stuff. We've got links to Amazon. We've got links to Kristen. And, of course, travel. So if you want to do that, go ahead. And, Kristen, if they want you to book their Disney, Universal, or any cruise line trip, why don't they email you at
themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
And where can people find you, Kristen?
For all of your Disney food needs, check out diningatdisney.com. You can follow us on your favorite social media platforms, as well as check us out, the podcast Dining at Disney.
Awesome. You can also
this week we will have a special guest.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, we are going to have Andrew from Sorcerer Radio.
Touring the World. That's awesome. Andrew's awesome. Looking forward to that. You can also check my show out, which is Skull Rock Podcast with myself and former Disney animator and filmmaker Dave Bossert. He's worked on so many things from the parks. And last week or a couple weeks ago, we talked about the restoration of Disney films. And he's, of course, part of that team that restores all the Disney films, the classic Disney films. So we talked about the process of that. We're also going to be talking to a bunch of people like Brett Iwan, the voice of Mickey Mouse in the future, as well as Timmy Britt, storyboard artist extraordinaire. So be on the lookout for great episodes. If you love Disney and film and animation, you'll love Skull Rock Podcast. You can also follow me on social at AlJohnRocks on Twitter. You can also follow AlJohnGo on Instagram. I'd appreciate it. In the meantime, thank you so much to our fans, you, for listening and sticking around to the show. And we'll see you next week for an all-new Disney List. My name is AlJohn.
And I'm Kristen.
And we'll see you real soon.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.
I'm Kristen Hetzel, co-host of Dining at Disney Podcast. Every week, I chat about dining at Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort and Disney Cruise Line with my fellow foodie, Bubba. We also feature restaurants and food reviews, information to help you plan your dining, Disney food news, recipes, and a monthly panel discussion. Visit diningatdisney.com and subscribe to Dining at Disney Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. Dining at Disney podcast, the happiest plate on earth.
Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney with your hosts, Al John Goh and Dave Bossert.
You just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming of Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Al John Goh, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com.